forgot I was reading. I was like, come on, do some more. That's awesome, Allison. From a series called Multiple Choice. I don't know how many writers are in the house, but the setup on the page is like multiple choice questions. Got the subject and then A, B, or C for each one. Multiple choice one, shelter. A, you remember little girls kind of dressed as women with babies on their backs. You were one of these women, your baby sister sucking onto your black turtleneck. You have become your mother's lint brush. Your brother entertained by sticky empty peanut butter containers with the words WIC on them. Him saying he's gonna buy some Muppet babies with vouchers. All the real women in huddles, trying to make fire from water. All the tears resembling party streamers, and you wanted it to be a party. Instead, for your birthday, you received a cold fish fillet and small fries. You remember the shelter library gifting you with this and a mixed CD with Lionel Richie, Culture Club, Madonna, and Hall & Oates on it. And you took that tape and that fish fillet and you stopped hurting. All your ouch left on the cushion of that plastic-covered shelter lounge chair. And the baby on your back suddenly baby's lighter. And you felt like that shelter librarian was your fairy godmother. And you wanted to call her God. And you wanted to prostrate yourself, fall on your brand X lotion knees, give her something, anything from inside yourself to tell her thank you. And you did. B, something beneath, behind, or within which a person, animal, or thing is protected from storms, missiles, adverse conditions, etc., like a refuge. C, the safe place you miss called grandmother's house. Multiple choice two, lump. A, you remember your great aunt, her bosom spilling atop a girdle, which to your jello pudding eyes looked like a corset. The top lace and the middle slim. You remember her saying, they big, ain't they? And you feeling all squirmy inside because you never knew what adults wanted. Did they want you to tell the truth or make them happy? You closed your eyes and said, yes, in your mind. Your face smiling as if you had eaten a piece of rotten candy. And your great aunt laughed at you and she said to you, one day you're gonna have some bosoms too. I don't think they're gonna be as big as mine, but yours are gonna come in. You remember hearing come in as if you were going to go to Safeway and pick them up. As if maybe your breasts were on will call, come in. You remember your great aunt coming home from the hospital. You remember trying not to stare at the bosomless side. You remember her holding them both and them tumbling out. And she looks at you remembering, and neither one of you know what to say at such a cancerous occasion such as this. And she says, well, my one is still bigger than your two, but I told you they was gonna come in. And you laugh as if you are eating rotten candy. As if your teeth won't stay in for long. As if you wish you had something sweet to say. You, without thinking, touch your small left breast. B, a compact mass of substance, especially one without a definite or regular shape. C, the thing that folds itself in the middle of your throat when you begin to speak. 3, death. A, pencil a letter to the woman you hated to love. Make mean faces at your stationery and ask the lines dumb questions like, is that what you wanted me to say? Huh? Huh? Is that what you wanted me to write? Fairy tale, like your love is as common as a $3 bill when you know you never loved another like her. You will mail it in parts to represent your death. And then tell her you are not afraid to haunt her, that you will torture her by showing up in pasties and Cheetos. The pasties will be unicorns, each one none of the colors of the rainbow. You will tell her you hated to love her with conviction so she will stop asking you why you do. You will remind her that you are dead and the point is therefore no longer an exclamation point, but a period. Next, you will finally read all your books, because as a living woman, this was never your luxury. Finish a book. How do you say impossible? And you'll remember that a woman wrote she thought it was weird you read 4 books at a time. And you want to tell her, but you never finished them. And she will compare this to all the spines she thinks you have open wide on your bedroom floor. You will not write a letter to your children, because those two knew before God in a shrine how much you truly love them in a divine way. Little agape puppies. You will say that when you give them signs of your love. B, the act of dying, the end of life, the total and permanent cessation of all vital functions of an organism. C, the end of the beginning. Thank you.